It's personal Trump supporter chokes up talking about president outside Walter Reed Hospital. By Amy Furr on October 3, 2020. Americans gathered outside Walter Reed Medical Center on Saturday night to show support for President Trump after he tested positive for the coronavirus. A woman named Anna told Breitbart News she attended the prayer rally because the president spoke up for Americans when they could not speak for themselves. Donald Trump had the courage and backbone, despite persecution, to speak for us and have commonsensical stances on major issues that we were not represented with, she said. So the least we can do, when he suffered so much to represent us, is to come out here and let him know that the love for him is so great and we don't always have the media megaphone, like hatred does. But we're enormous. We love him, Anna explained. President Trump announced Friday that he and First Lady Melania Trump had tested positive for the virus, according to Breitbart News. However, the president wrote in a tweet Saturday afternoon that he was feeling well. And he praised the hospital staff members who were caring for him. Doctors, nurses and all at the great Walter Reed Medical Center, and others from likewise incredible institutions who have joined them, are amazing, he said. At the gathering, which saw several groups in attendance including FreedomWorks, Walk Away, and Women for Trump, Anna told Breitbart News that what President Trump had done for the American people was personal. She continued, "To give someone a voice is a very personal thing. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give someone, and he's given half of our country that. It's personal. The love for him is personal, and when people attack his presidency they attack my voice and my vote, which is my most sacred freedom as an American. So this is personal. I consider him family at this point." Trump 2020. Anna also expressed her gratitude to the president for his willingness to fight hard for the American people. "Thank you so much for what you've gone through on behalf of me and so many Americans. As you can see, the love for you is enormous, and there's not even words to say thank you enough," Anna said. "You're not just my president. You're an American hero, and we love you so much," she concluded.